no matter how many people accept you to your face, the person that really needs to accept you is you.
That is the voice of Lady Gaga, and she'll be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super You podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they
are. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super You. Welcome to the Super You Podcast, the podcast designed to entertain, educate, and empower you to your best life, or simply put, a podcast for those looking to unlock and unleash your superpowers on the world. I'm your host, Eric Qualman, but many of you know me as Equal Man. I've been blessed to write 6 best-selling books, perform in over 50 countries, and reach 30 million people this decade. So thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. Today we'll be getting 7 super tips from Lady Gaga, which I'm sure everyone knows is an American songwriter, singer, actress, philanthropist, dancer, and fashion designer. I've got my poker face on today as we send you into tip number 1.
I said what I think an artist needs essentially more than discipline or even talent is a perspective. So if you are always changing what you do based on what other people say, you completely lose yourself and you become just, you know, something that's constantly affected by what's around you as opposed to stable and your own and like autonomous in your identity.
This is great advice because I'm sure you see it in your vocation. I know that I see it in public speaking. A lot of speakers that are trying to go next level or trying to make it always ask me, well, this topic seems hot. I'm going to talk about blockchain. And I look at them and go, yeah, but that's not in your DNA. You don't love blockchain. It's not going to work if it's not in your DNA. It's not what you embrace and what you love. You're always going to be chasing the wind, which is a fool's errand. Here's tip number 2 from Lady Gaga, whose real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata. She got her name Lady Gaga from Queen's song Radio Gaga. And if you haven't seen the movie Bohemian Rhapsody about Queen and their lead singer Freddie Mercury, I definitely highly recommend you go watch that.
I just learned how much more wise I am now and how much I've learned and how important family is and friendship and how your career and making it is important, but it's not more important than keeping plans with your grandma and your dad, you know, and making sure that you, you know, are on time. That's what I've really learned going into my, you know, leaving my 20s, is that it was time to have more balance in my life.
For all our diehard listeners, you know we don't believe in balance. We believe in the harmony. You need to understand that you've got to have it work in harmony. It's not two separate things that are in their separate sealed off cases. You need to have them work together, meaning that if you want to spend more time with your kids, but you need to get something done for work, if you're writing thank you notes, for example, sometimes I'll write thank you notes and I'll put a block lettering in thanks and I'll have my kids color it in. So you're doing a project together. So when we talk about work-life harmony, that's what we mean, is that you've got to have them work together. That work-life balance can actually be quite frustrating, but what Lady Gaga is indicating is that you need to prioritize your family as much as possible. Because if you've got kids or you don't have kids, a good reminder to all of us is the adage that kids spell love, T-I-M-E. Here we are with tip number 3.
The really fantastic thing about kindness is that it's free. It's the best resource that we have because you can give and give and receive kindness, and the well of it inside of you will never dry up.
It's fascinating to think you have Lady Gaga talking about kindness and be kind, and then I'm going to throw in a Fred Rogers quote. That's right, Mr. Rogers. There are three ways to ultimate success. The first way is to be kind. The second way is to be kind. The third way is to be kind. Here we are with tip number four. Did you know that Lady Gaga was performing at open mic nights in clubs and bars by the age of 14?
So how do we now, knowing all of that, no matter how much success you have, no matter how many opportunities, fame, fortune, no matter how many people accept you to your face, the person that really needs to accept you is you.
I was sharing the stage with Brené Brown, and she mentioned something that I'll never forget. She said that in order for us to love those, truly love those around us, we need to love ourselves first.
And the problem is, when you armor up against vulnerability, you shut yourself off from everything that you do and that you love.
And if you're enjoying this podcast, you'll definitely enjoy the insights that we got from Brené Brown on the two podcasts we've done with her. We're moving on to tip number five from Lady Gaga, who shares something with 10% of the world, and that is she's left-handed. So here's tip number five.
I've worked hard for a long time, and it's not about, you know, it's not about winning. But what it's about is not giving up. If you have a dream, fight for it. There's a discipline for passion, and it's not about how many times you get rejected or but you fall down or you're beaten up. It's about how many times you stand up and are brave and you keep on going.
If it was easy, it'd already be done, meaning that it's supposed to be hard. Whatever we're trying to achieve, it is supposed to be hard. That's easier said than done when you're in the middle of it trying to climb that mountain, whatever that mountain might be for us. But it's really about understanding that, reminding ourselves, it's not supposed to be easy. These hurdles are here to keep everybody else out. It's not going to keep me from my dream. Here we are with tip number six from the lady that was born in Lenox Hill Hospital, New York, New York.
What helped me the most that I want to impress upon all of you is that I realize that part of my identity is saying no to things I don't want to do. And you are all in school and you all have a lot of teachers and a lot of people around you that tell you all day what you have to do, but it is your right to choose what you do and don't do. It is your right to choose what you believe in and what you don't believe in. It is your right to curate your life and your own perspective.
One of the common threads we see across all the luminaries that we've gotten seven super tips from on this podcast is their ability to say no. And it's not easy for them to do, but it's something that they understand leads to their success. Your ability, or Steve Jobs often says, I'm proudest of the things I said no to, is how Steve Jobs says. It's not the proudest things I said yes to or did. I'm proudest of the things that I said no to. Lady Gaga has won 9 Grammys, and here she is with tip number 7.
The win for me is always in the creative process. If you can enjoy every second of making a piece with your friends, that is the win. When you are miserable the whole time, this is something else. And I know the difference.
Great advice. We always embrace have fun and help people. It's as simple as that. Have fun and help people. Those are 7 super tips from Lady Gaga. We cannot wait to see what she does next. She is in hot pursuit of an EGOT, which means that you win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. There have only been 15 winners of the EGOT. They include people like Audrey Hepburn, Mel Brooks, and John Legend. Lady Gaga's 7 super tips are: number 1, have perspective. Number 2, balance work and life. Number 3, be kind. Number 4, accept yourself. Number 5, fight for your dream. Number 6, choose what you do in life. And number 7, enjoy the process. My favorite tip is number 5. You never hear someone that's super successful say, "Oh, it happened so easily. I was so lucky. I didn't put any work." Nope. It's all about the pain. It's all about fighting through it. Or as Lady Gaga says, it's not the amount of times you get knocked down. It's the amount of times you get up. That's it for today's Super You podcast with the one and only Lady Gaga. Please join us next time as we're going to get 7 super tips from Anthony Bourdain.
I would much rather fail gloriously than not venture, not try.
These tips from today's top thought leaders are a fantastic reminder to all of us that it's not about being perfect, it's about being the perfect you. Thank you for listening to today's Super You podcast. This is Equal Man reminding all of us, until next time, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7
6
5
4
3
2
1
Super, 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 super.
Super You.